Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak. Tune in, share your views on any episode. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic. Advertise your products and services on Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613. I want to thank Accelerated Ideas for the great library of free intro music for podcasts. Check them out at www.accelerated-ideas.com/free-music-tracks. Great library that they have there. So today's episode, summer has arrived and the heat is on. I'm a June baby. My birthday is actually tomorrow. So I love summer and being in the great outdoors, where there is so much to do and, of course, so much to see. Being a fitness professional, I'm more inclined to go out in the summer, you know, for early morning run and, of course, take my clients outside for a great workout. Ah, the fresh air does wonders for the body, the mind, and the soul. Now, the one thing I do take precaution with is outside temperature. When I say the heat is on, well, Mother Nature has turned up that temperature. The best way to check the outdoor temperature before heading out is, of course, check what the weather calls for, and especially check it a day in advance. This will help you prepare what type of workout you want to do, what time, and, of course, for how long. Now, according to the World Health Organization, a maximum temperature of 75 degrees is considered a comfortable temperature for outdoor conditioning. Now, having said this, it's not the outside temperature that should be your main concern, all right? It is actually the humidity factor, which is a threat because it affects your body's ability to cool itself down. So I'm going to explain what happens physiologically during exercise, okay, just to make some, create some clarification here. So we all know, you know, it's a normal thing. When you begin a workout, your heart rate starts to go up, your lung capacity increases, your muscles begin to generate heat, which in turn being transported, your blood is being, you know, the heat is being, and the blood is being transported throughout the body. Blood vessels begin to open up near the skin. Okay, and your sweat glands begin to work harder. Thus, the body is cooled by the transfer of sweat from your skin and the transfer of heat from your body, or sorry, from your blood, goes into the environment. So we're dissipating it. This way, your body temperature is maintained, and the ideal temperature is 37 degrees. Okay, so we all know that. Now, on a humid day, your body is more, your sweat, per se, sorry, I meant to say sweat, your sweat is more likely to roll off your skin as the humidity does not cool down your blood vessels close to the skin. So humid days put you at risk of becoming overheated and dehydrated. Okay, and I'm going to go over symptoms of overheating. That includes increased heart rate, excessive fatigue, increase in irregular or skipped heartbeats. You might feel lightheaded. You might get dizzy. Those are just a few symptoms. Now, the symptoms and stages of dehydration. Okay, so some of us are go-getters out there when we're working outside, doing outdoor conditioning. Stage one of dehydration is cramping, which usually begins in the calf area or the stomach area. I mean, I remember teaching my first class ever in the aerobics industry, and I recall those stomach cramps. So I may have been dehydrated during that time. All right, and we all experience it. Stage two, heat exhaustion. Okay, so if you're one of these people that's out there and you're being stubborn, I'm going to keep going, I'm tough, which is great, you know what, it's good to be positive. But stage two can lead you to heat exhaustion. Usually begins when you do not replace lost fluids. The symptoms include dizziness, fatigue, vomiting, and you may also experience shortness of breath. All right? And again, so if you keep going and, you've been out there for almost over an hour and you're very determined, you may just fall into stage three, which is considered a heat stroke. And heat strokes are, usually require medical attention because your body's temperature has risen to 39 degrees or higher. Okay, so your body can't handle that. Symptoms include you start to feel unbalanced, you feel confused, and or you may feel disoriented, excuse me, and you may even faint. So on those humid days, you need to plan your outdoor conditioning. So step one, as I always say, hydrate yourself. Replenish lost electrolytes. Very important as well. Check in with what you are eating. Okay, summertime, I tend to eat differently in the summer. You know, more salads, more fruits, more vegetables. So, for example, check into what you're eating. Prime example, watermelon. Let's break down the word. Water, melon is basically water. Add it into your meal plans during the summer months, and especially on humid days. Okay? So, what outdoor conditioning activities can we implement on a hot and humid day? Well, if listeners are tuned in, I recall personally as a child, we were all day long at the local pool, the outdoor pool. So on those humid days, nothing is greater than taking a jump into the ocean and into an outdoor pool, either or. There are activities such as water skiing, surfing, canoeing, scuba diving, whitewater rafting. Although not structured workout sessions, they are activities you can enjoy, you can learn, sign up for them, and most of all, you keep yourself cool. Now, if you are near an outdoor pool or if you have one in your backyard, you can incorporate an interval training workout. Your interval ratio would be 2-1. So that ratio means you swim for 2 minutes and jog on the spot for 1 minute. And or if you have a deck with steps. You can run up and down for a minute and then jump back into the pool. This is a great way to maintain your healthy body temperature and a great way to cool off as well. So you're probably thinking, okay, Layla, I don't have, I'm not going to wear my running shoes in the pool. Guess what? There are Aquafit running shoes available nowadays. So, you know, look around. You could go to any sports store. They more than likely sell them so you don't, you know, ruin the bottom of your feet with jogging on the spot and or running up and down your deck steps. If you have any health concerns at all, I urge you and recommend you to consult with your physician prior to beginning an exercise program, especially on a hot and humid day. Okay, diabetics, people with heart disease, very important to check in with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Alrighty, I have set up shop.velocityathletictraining.com. There are some great products for sale. For the guys, I have Fiery Mel, Healing Mel, Digestive Enzymes, and the HGH Plus. For the gals, I have Balanced Female, Active Woman, Thyroid, and HGH Plus, as well as the Core Cube, created, researched, and developed by moi, myself. We have T-shirts and a new line that I have created. It's Reiki Healing Oils. These are custom-made oils. So any Reiki masters out there, contact me. These are wonderful, wonderful to use while you're in session with a client. Excuse me. Just a little drop because these are very potent oils. I use nothing but organic oils and organic flowers and herbs to create them. So little drop in the palm of your hand. Rub your hands together. We know the drill. Warm up the oil, generate the energy, excuse me, and right away go into your healing session with your client. They are amazing. So if you have any questions, by all means, there is online customer service chat available, as well as email contact on the site. So please visit shop.velocityathletictraining.com. You will receive 10% on your first order discount, 10% discount, over $100, and a free tea. All right? So I hope I get some visitors there, and you look into the products. And again, if you have questions, by all means, I am available to answer any of your questions. All right. So thoughts to ponder. In my last episode, I discussed a personal issue. And, again, just to recap from that, it took me months to reach out, you know, bring it out into the open, because after a certain amount of time, I just thought, you know what, this is not right. This is just something not right about the way my husband and I have been treated. And I want to thank all those who have signed our petition to bring my husband back into Canada. Thank you all so much. Your comments brought tears to my eyes. There's people that we don't know that have signed this petition, and it just makes, you know, just confirms. It's the ones that are real, you know, real within their hearts and read our story and thought, wow, this is not right. You know, they felt the compassion, and they were compelled to sign the petition. Thank you so much for that. You know, in times when you go through something like this, you really deep down realize who your friends are. And I've got family members that have signed it. I've got friends that have signed it. And we've got strangers that have signed it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. It means so much to us. The good news is that on both sides of the border, the immigration consultant here in Canada, is being investigated. And after much, ranting and raving, the Northampton County Courthouse is as well. Okay, so if anyone's read the story, documents which we required to support our inland spousal application never arrived for the 4 years. You know, it was crazy. I paid for these documents and sent out 2 money orders on separate dates, and we never received them in the 4 years we were waiting. I finally received them after the fact, after Richard was sent back. This is what was part of the reason why it hindered our inland spousal application. So, just so that, just so that, people are aware, I've been labeled, the fitness professional, fitness guru. Thank you so much. I love that, that people look at me that way. I mean, that is my passion. This is my career. But prior to embarking into the fitness industry, when I was much younger, growing up, my main career choice was to become a criminal lawyer. That's all I talked about, I read about, I researched. I mean, I studied the Canadian Criminal Code. Okay, I went as far as that. And in high school, I decided, I don't know if the high schools do have this implemented still in their system, but work experience, I decided, I don't want to go to school all day. I'll work in the afternoon, earn some work credits. So I took on a position with the courthouse in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, when they used to be on 1 Nicholas Street, and I worked within its criminal division. So I'm fully aware of how documents in the court system are handled. Everything's keyed into a system, right? It's never just deleted, right? So I was backtracking and looking at my file, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Not only was the ex-wife uncooperative and not responding to documents that were being sent to her, but the courthouse was as well. I mean, 2 phone calls and 2 money orders later, 4 years later, and no documents to support this, request, only after the fact. And guess what? I received those documents within a month after. So my radars went up, and I accessed my little, intuition that I have, and thought, wait, something's not right there. So that's the good news. The first moral of this situation that I've learned, and I think, I wanted to share this because it has tested my strength, my determination on finding out the truth. It's really easy to say I give up, or I'm walking away, I don't want to deal with this, right? It's so easy, and it's so common these days. But I refuse to even think that way or be that way. My husband and I love each other very much. We are a blessing in each other's lives. It's like we're in this little world of our own, and it's a beautiful one. I've waited for this man. I waited for years, and he finally came through. Okay? And vice versa. Our issue is that we are so trusting. We are so compassionate. We will help anybody in a split second. There's no judgment. It doesn't matter. If you're out on the street hungry and we are walking by you, we will stop and give you food. I mean, that's just who we are. We trusted someone to ensure that we complied with all that is required by us through Immigration Canada. We spent $2,949. This is money we put into this application, in land spousal application. And in the end, 4 years later, I'm standing in our home, both of us, answering to a Canadian Border Patrol. She brought up issues that we did not even know about. We stood there clueless, like, what are you talking about? And then I stood there watching my innocent husband get handcuffed, frisked, and sent into detention. Yeah, this is what Canadian-born and American citizens have gone through. Citizens of our respective countries. This is the treatment we received after spending close to $3,000. The second moral I've learned process, and this all came to me. You know, there's people that know me very well. They know, you know, whether it's called the gift. I don't like using the word psychic because I don't know why. I've never connected with that word. The gift, it's a beautiful word. Intuition, whatever you want to call it. I sat down, and I quieted my mind. I released the tension through my body. And I said to the highest of highest, show me. Okay, this is no wacky thing. This is truth. This is reality. This is my reality. This is what I deal. This is what I do. The second messages I got when I connected was that I don't care who you know or how much money you have and what education level you are at or how indispensable you think you are. The truth comes out. We've all heard of the word karma. And if you've read the Bible, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Guess what? Karma is a bitch. Literally, what you do to others always comes back at you. No one is protected. You do wrong to God and Jesus loving people. Guess what? You're going to get slapped in the face and your sins will be revealed. I'm not going into preaching mode. This is reality. This is what it is. This is what, that is it. That is all. That is life. That is the circle of this vicious world we live in. It is sad. But it's the reality of today's world. So be conscious of how what you're doing towards others. Be conscious of their feelings and, of course, what they are thinking of you. Watch your actions. Because you could be making a huge fool out of yourself. And usually, with these types of people I've described, the joke is on them. The joke is on them. So, we're moving along. And in hopes, if there's light workers out there listening, if there's priests, whatever, shamans, all the light workers, you know what I'm talking about, the light. It's there. We all see it. Shine it. Please bring it into this situation, because the ultimate goal here is to extract the truth and for my husband and I to have justice. We want to be back together, back in British Columbia, back home. I am Leila Smolak, host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio and owner of Velocity Athletic Training. Until next week, I urge you to get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. I am over and I am out. Have a great week, everybody.